This is Connecticut Public Radio. I'm Diane Orson. Nestled in the Irving Gilmore Music Library at Yale is a collection with voices of many of the major musical figures of our time. The Oral History of American Music turns 50 years old this year, and to celebrate, there'll be free concerts and events in New Haven beginning next week. I invited OHAM director Libby Van Cleave and composer Tanner Porter into our studio. We began by listening to an excerpt from the archive. Here's composer Aaron Copland talking about collaborating with choreographer Martha Graham.
I said, what have you called the ballet? She said, Appalachian Spring. Oh, I said, what a nice name. Where'd you get it? She said, oh, well, it's the name of a poem by Hart Crane. I said, well, does your ballet action have anything to do with the poem? She said, no, I just like the title. But I can't tell you how many times people have come up to me and said, when I hear your score for Appalachian Spring, I just see the Appalachians and feel spring. They naturally assume I had that in mind when I was writing the work.
Libby, you've been working in oral history for a long time. What surprised you?
Oh, what a wonderful question. I'm very happy to address that. The first surprise, I think, was the very broad range of people who are involved in oral history. Most of your NPR listeners will know about StoryCorps, but there's people, journalists, of course, there's psychologists, there's people doing family oral history, of course, lots of academics doing oral history. Oral history gives voice to the disenfranchised, which is a beautiful thing, and I find myself, when I'm in the groups with oral historians, just feeling very touched by the sincere effort to kind of help humanity.
Well, let's listen to another voice from the collection. What's next?
This is an excerpt from Duke Ellington. Unfortunately, he died before we had a chance to do substantial interviews with him. However, we did find a way to interview about over 90 people who had lived and worked with him, family members, band members, even his pastor and his undertaker. But this excerpt I'm going to play is Duke himself. It shows his humor and his elegance.
Jazz, we don't use the word jazz. As a matter of fact, we haven't used it since 1943. Everything is so highly personalized that you just can't find a category big enough. And jazz certainly isn't big enough a category to combine so many wonderful people in the room. Everybody's got his own individual style. Like the Diz has got his ding, and Hawk's got his hing, and Bird had his bing, and Rabbit has his ring.
Love that excerpt. Tanner, you've worked at OHAM as an archivist. I'm interested in your thoughts about oral history.
I think this is a time where it's really important to look closely at the way historical narratives are created and disseminated. And something that really struck me about kind of the nature of oral history in general is the idea that it gets to preserve a little bit of a person's soul in a time when it's important to look at where our historical narratives are coming from. It's really refreshing to get a direct story from the person who's telling it.
And as part of OHAM's 50th anniversary celebration, you've composed a work called The Making of a Memory. Let's listen.
You are color of all the faces I have tried. You don't deal in gold or lace. Your currency is memory, the fickle facets of what makes life. You render.
So beautiful. And I want to note, Tanner, you're singing in this recording, and Libby is the oboist. A performance of this work is one of the free events taking place in New Haven starting next week to mark the 50th anniversary of the Oral History of American Music at Yale. Thanks to you both for coming in.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you so much.
Last rites.